This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm James Hattori. Soft partition has become a popular catchphrase in Washington. The idea is to separate Iraq's feuding sectarian groups until such time as passions cool and peaceful coexistence becomes more feasible. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the idea has a familiar ring to it.
Maybe King Solomon should get credit as the author of the first partition plan. He proposed dividing up a contested baby as a way of ascertaining who the mother was. Since then, partition has become a last resort solution for ethnic groups that cannot compose their differences. Palestine, under British mandate, was partitioned in 1948 to create Israel and Transjordan, later Jordan. Yugoslavia's Marshal Tito held contending ethnic groups together until they fell apart into six states: Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Montenegro, Macedonia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Which brings us to Iraq. Its Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds were welded together by colonial Britain and held together by Saddam Hussein's tyranny. Now the three groups are groping for some form of coexistence. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has not yet succeeded in forming a unified government, and so, inevitably, the idea of partition arises. In a sense, the Iraqis are already partitioning themselves. Aside from the 2 million who have fled their country, 1.7 million have been displaced from areas of mixed ethnicity. That makes the divisions among them clearer. But partition into three states would create a host of new problems. The Shiites in the south might gravitate toward their co-religionists in Iran. The Kurds in the north might gravitate towards the Kurds in Turkey to create an independent Kurdistan. Over our dead bodies, says Turkey. Nevertheless, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joseph Biden has a plan to create three autonomous regions in Iraq with a limited central government. The Senate passed a non-binding resolution last month in support of the proposal. Maliki and many Iraqi politicians have denounced it. They say it would split the country along sectarian and ethnic lines. It may be that the Biden plan is meant to confront the Iraqis with the dim prospects that lie ahead if they don't get their act together soon. This is Daniel Shore.